You are listening to Separate Radio. Santa Bumalunga Bananan.
I care. So stay tuned.
Today's show, we have Daniel Rincon from Student Loan.
What's Yay. Up?
We've got Ryan Smith in studio from Green Burrito.
What's Yay. Up?
Got my co-host, Allie.
Yeah, thank you.
We've got Aaron Reed.
Hey, hello.
And then in the door.
Walking in the door just in time
just
is Mr. Hugo from Wheat.
Who's very tanned. Oh, you're tanned, yeah, looking man. Real good, right?
So today's show is going to be DJed by all our lovely guests, and coming up later in the show, we're going to have a daytime TV inspired discussion panel led by these fine guests. And if you want to call into that, you can call in 604-UBC-CITR later in the show. And so the first guest DJ is Daniel.
Yes, Daniel here. Hi.
What did you just play?
I played "French Shin Fak" by Coco off an upcoming single out on Student Loan. It's a split, and it's with Aaron Reed too.
Yeah,
he's here. He's here. Aaron Reed's here. Damn, so trippy. Yeah, and Coco is gonna be playing the fundraiser for the Victory Square block party August 18th. So check that out.
Cool.
Plug in right there.
Yeah, so Student Loan Record is your record label. Woo, in the door walks Sophie.
Yeah.
From Watermelon.
Yeah. Yeah, Student Loan's me and Natasha Lands and Jarrett Sampson from Korean got and other projects. He's
and
got other projects.
Cool, so you put out Split 7 Inches from local bands.
Yeah, and also, well, for now, and starting to do tapes with my boy Ryan over here. We just did a Coco tape as well. And it's called From the Basement to the Yard. And it's really good. So it's the first student loan Green Burrito collab. Hopefully the first of many to come.
It's a good collab.
It's a great collab. I appreciate that collab a lot.
This is a good feel collab. It felt good.
You doing? Yeah,
so Daniel, I asked all these guests to bring in one Vancouver song, and talk a little bit about it. What's your song today?
I brought What to Do for by the Dead Ghosts, and it's the first single they put out on Milk and Herpes. It's also the first single that I bought from a local band. So, you know, I got really into Dead Ghosts, and I was like, man, I really want something physical for them. That was that. And I bought it. And then, you know, 6 months later, I met the guys and ended up playing the first show with my band with them. So that was really cool. So it means a lot to me.
Cool.
Yeah, and the song's amazing, so.
Yeah.
So this is Daniel's pick. It is called
What to Do
by
the Dead Ghost.
On Sub World Radio. Dead Ghosts on Sup World Radio, as chosen by Daniel R. So up next, we're gonna do Aaron Reed as we hook up the cassette deck for Ryan from Green Burrito. So we're gonna play one track by Aaron. What is this track?
Yeah, it's called. It's called. I think it's called "The Fence Is on Fire Again." Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
Track one here?
Yeah, track one.
Alright. The fence is on fire again. That was Aaron Reed on Sup World. Is that a new song, Aaron?
Yeah, I just finished it last night.
Just finished it last night.
Thanks.
Awesome.
Hot off the press.
Hot off the
press. Yeah.
Can I have that too?
Sure.
I got my laptop.
All right.
Rip it up.
So is that gonna come out on a 7-inch?
I don't know.
we're gonna put it on a tape.
Yeah, we're gonna do something.
We just signed a deal in the back room. 10 minutes.
Oh. It's real lucrative.
In the Supper Lounge.
I got a car.
His
car
is going down.
Supper Lounge. Yellow though.
Spray painted yellow.
Spray painted yellow.
So what is the song that you want to play?
The next one's, I think it's just called like A in brackets. It's like a sound collage off the Flash Palace tape that they came out with. It's really good.
Cool. Yeah.
Mellow.
So here is Flash Palace as chosen by Aaron Reed. You gotta take over.
All right.
Took a bite of the world's largest cookie.
We made Melanie a giant Sup World cookie.
It's very big.
It's a huge.
It's a cookie. Very large cookie.
What's on it again?
Almond butter. Oh. Well, actually, a myriad of things, but the top layer. Right? Myriads. Vocabulary. The top layer is almond butter. Oh. Though there's chocolate and other shit. Cookie.
Oh, okay.
It's about the size of a frisbee, and it's about an inch thick.
There's blue on the bottom. What's on the bottom?
Don't worry about it. Nothing. It's nothing.
You can ask that in the panel.
Yeah. If you want to call in and ask, perhaps, I'll answer it.
So, next guest DJ is...
Oh, my God.
Is Ryan. Who is filming himself as we speak. So, Ryan, what do you have for us?
I'm going to play Mac DeMarco.
Mac DeMarco.
Rock and Roll Nightclub.
Rock and Roll Nightclub.
Tell me when.
Playing it off his Walkman here.
Iowa Walkman.
Iowa Walkman.
Is that how you pronounce that?
I don't know.
Try it out.
Give it a go now.
Give it a go.
Where I'm
We are back. And we have this... We have the Subworld curse. Whenever the person who's supposed to speak is supposed to speak, they've just taken a bite out of the giant cookie.
No, it's fine. I'll keep talking with my mouth full. Mmm, cookie. Subworld.
So that last song was Mac DeMarco, which was off a cassette that Ryan put out on his cassette label, Green Burrito Cassettes. Mm-hmm. What are some other Green Burrito alumni?
Oh. What are some other green...
Some other Green Burrito artists.
Really?
There's a few in this room, huh?
Yeah.
A couple.
I have to look around first.
The most... Yeah. Walter TV. Weed. I think...
There's a lot more than that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's 12.
12?
12.
Whoa.
Courtney's.
Courtney's, Two Towns, Capital Six, Bomber High, High Drops.
Johnny DeCourcy.
All my homies. Oh. Mostly all my homies. Well, no, they're all my homies. I'm just trying to say that I haven't put anything up for anyone that I don't know. But yeah. Did I answer the question?
Yeah, no, that was great.
Oh,
sure.
So
Ryan is DJing off his Walkman here. He's going to swap the tape. What is on the next tape you're going to put in?
Okay, so that song was my... I had to play a Green Burrito song and a Vancouver song, and that was my Green Burrito song from the fifth tape that I put out, Mac DeMarco. And my Vancouver song is a Dead Ghost song, too.
Whoa.
Yeah. Double
Dead Ghost. Double DGs.
Gotta make sure that I do this right. And it's the song Detroit Cherry, which I think is a pretty...
So badass.
Was it called Detroit Cherry?
Jerry.
Detroit Jerry. That's I always make
too,
up
though.
New names for all the songs.
They're always better.
The cherries
too.
In Detroit are really good, actually.
Really?
They're known for them, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Are we ready to rock and roll?
We're ready to rock and roll.
Listen up, the deadline for Shindig 2012 is fast approaching. If you are a local musician or band, now is your chance to get in on this high-stakes battle of the bands and earn yourself some prizes and glory. Past participants of Shindig include the Pack AD, 3 Inches of Blood, Japan Droids, You Say Party, and so much more. All styles are welcome. The deadline for digital submission is August 6th, while physical entries must be received by August 12th. For instructions on how to submit your entry, go to CITR.ca or find CITR Radio on Facebook.
The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
This month in Discorder, check out part two of our summer festival preview, which indulges you in the folky, the hippie, the eclectic, and the electronic. Discorder sits down with Hot Panda to talk about things like hot sauce, writing food blogs, and the ultimate battle for panda greatness. We also talk with the V Vecker Ensemble, who are the Captain Planet of Vancouver indie music. We talk with Ryan Smith of Green Burrito Records of the value of cassette tapes, and experience Sasquatch Music Festival through the eyes of Discorder. Don't forget to check out our regular columns like Filmstrip, where we review the film Better Than Something. Check out our events calendar for all the greatest upcoming shows, and our art project focusing on the work of Aaron Moran. You'll find the greatest in both recorded and live music in our under review and real life action sections. All this and more in the July issue of Discorder, that magazine from CITR, on stands now.
This is Sup World, and we are back.
Yeah.
Now it's time for our Sup World discussion panel. Members of this panel include Hugo.
Hey.
From Wheat, Sophie from Watermelon.
Hello.
Ali Habishro from Sup World Radio.
Hi.
Daniel Rincon from Student Loan Records.
Hi.
Ryan Smith from Green Burrito Records.
Hi.
And last but not least, Mr. Aaron Reed from,
hello.
From Aaron
Attendance.
Reed.
Yes.
So, first up on the discussion panel, we have a question from Daniel Rincon.
Yes, yes. I just wanted to ask you guys, just right off the bat, you know? What are some of your favorite things about being in the city and being part of this music community? You know, bands and people alike, you know? What are your favorite things about it all?
Posse vibes, everyone.
Posse vibes.
Posse vibes.
Posse vibes.
I like that it's like a small community and there's lots of variety.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, even like the people that we have in this room are all doing like really amazing things and like, I'm sorry. Even like the people that we have in this room right now are all doing really amazing things and we've all like kind of supported each other in one way or another, whether it be like, I don't know, played shows with Aaron and Ryan's put at the tape and played shows at like 360 and Sophie, I don't know, and Abby always has us on the radio show.
Yeah.
Sophie just does stuff that's really supportive, I guess. But I think it's really nice. I appreciate that a lot. And it is small. And some people say that that's a bad thing, but I think if it was like really negative and the vibes were, if it was small and there wasn't such positivity and support from each other, then it would be, but since it's like, everybody's just out there to help one another. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
All right. Next question. Aaron Reed.
Okay. I guess mine's stupid, but...
Well, it's fine.
You,
what's your favorite color?
Yeah. What's your favorite fruit? That was one of them. But what is your favorite... Or no, are you... Do you have a blockbuster movie that you're going to go see this summer?
All right.
Should I answer mine first, or
yeah.
to give
yeah.
you? Mine's gonna be Step Up, Revolution.
Oh yeah, yeah, I saw that. That looks good.
Flash
good.
Mobs.
I want to see the new Man in Black.
There's a new one.
So, Mib. Yeah.
I think it's been out for a bit.
Yeah.
But I think
it'll
still be out
for a while.
You can catch it in the summer, I'm sure.
Did you like the original Men in Black? Why?
Oh yeah, I'm a huge Will Smith fan.
Oh, that's good.
I still really want to see Prometheus.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
OG, you know, I'm an OG alien fan, even though I know I'm gonna be let down.
I heard it was a letdown, that's too bad.
Yeah.
I wanna see Batman.
Yeah,
I wanna see Batman. You saw it?
You saw it?
It's good.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's cool, man.
Where did you see it?
Scotiabank.
Oh, big doggy style.
Big doggy.
In the Ultra VX?
No, just regular. Cool. But it was nice.
Did you buy a sundae or a popcorn or something?
TCBY.
Oh, I'm snacking 7-Eleven food.
I don't know what it's called.
And I got a small popcorn.
It's totally
All right, so.
You want my question?
Yeah, you're okay.
So, say that your house is on fire, but like your family and your friends, they're out, it's cool.
Okay.
And you have time to go back in and get one thing. Whoa. What would you get? One object.
Huh.
That's hard.
Whoa.
It's heavy. Heavy talk here on Sup World Radio discussion panel.
What?
It's heavy talk here on Sup World Radio discussion panel.
Probably one of my white t-shirts.
A white t-shirt?
Yeah. I think that would be a good thing to have.
Although likely you'd be wearing a white t-shirt.
Oh, maybe a black one then.
It depends what you're wearing.
Yeah. What would you get?
Probably a stuffed animal. Probably one of my childhood favorites.
Daniel?
My hair products. No, I'm kidding. I would not get that. I wouldn't get
they
that.
Would be very flammable and already gone.
I wouldn't get that. I have a little treasure chest full of things that are just knickknacks and letters and stuff like that. I would get that. Aww. I mean, it's pretty. That's what matters, right? I mean, I wouldn't hit anything else. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
and the hair products, maybe. If
you have
the bathroom's
time.
On the way.
Yeah.
It's like by the exit. By the exit.
So you can only get one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or just one thing. One. Well, if I put the hair products in the treasure chest.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, what about you?
Man, I would look for a pair of clean socks, but I'd probably end up taking a pair of dirty socks. That's all I got. But I would smell them all first to make sure that they're the least smelly ones. Well, I don't know, you gotta...
Prioritize.
No.
I'd grab my Cage VHS Dolph Lundgren. Vietnam veteran cage fighter.
Oh,
it's like the rarest VHS I own.
Where did you get that?
The flea market.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's Saturdays. It is Saturdays, right?
Yeah, Saturdays and Sundays.
Remember how he gets killed in the Universal Soldier? He gets thrown into the.
That's brutal.
So you are listening to Sup World Radio, and we are in the middle of a discussion panel with local Vancouver music personalities. And I want to give a shout out to the backing track that we're playing, which is Innoventions Area Music Loop Part 1 from Epcot Center in the 1980s.
Oh!
You all can't hear it, but I can hear it, and it sounds good.
That's awesome.
So... Who's up next on our Sup World discussion panel?
Oh, I wanted to ask about this cookie sponsor. Last time I was here, you guys were working on a cookie
sponsor.
This cookie here is amazing. I don't think you need one.
You don't need one. Just make a cookie every day.
Thanks, guys.
That cookie's actually really good.
I just need to spend all night making a cookie every Monday. I'll sponsor us.
Zen experience.
So, Allie brought a giant cookie because this is my last episode of Sup.
Oh, yeah, I haven't mentioned that yet.
You haven't mentioned that.
Let's ask questions to Melanie. Melanie, what are you excited about?
Who is your favorite guest?
Daniel. Out of everyone who's ever been on Sup World, who's my favorite guest?
Or your favorite moment with
my
a guest?
Favorite person in
who's
this
your favorite
room?
Person?
Yeah. Right now. You're on the air.
And go.
I want to ask my question.
Okay.
That's my way of getting an answer.
Yeah,
that's
good.
That's my question. Okay, in the spirit of daytime TV discussion panels, I'm going to ask you, have you ever cheated on one band and hidden it from another band that you're in?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
I feel like it's a common scenario. Like, they find out eventually, or you, like, have to think of a way to
break it to
them.
Generally, the band that you're cheating on with is the band that you stay with in the end. For longer.
That makes
just
sense.
Just me? Just kidding.
That makes sense. Anyone else?
I've never been in a band.
No, I have.
Solo,
but
I never had to cheat on
it. I'm always very honest about it.
You're very open.
Never playing games. Yeah. Like, it's always about just laying the cards on the table.
Yeah.
I was like 16 when it happened. Ooh. So.
Who knows where your head's at? Yeah. It's okay. No judgments.
Sophie, you ever cheated on a band with another band?
No.
What?
Wouldn't admit it.
Wouldn't admit it. Not on live radio.
No.
Yeah. I have a confession.
What's your confession? No.
Well, if you can like pull two or three, I don't know, some people are pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. A lot of people are in a lot of bands.
Tom Whalen.
What bands is Tom Whalen in?
Shout out to Tom Whalen.
Bobby's in like three bands.
Yeah.
If you include Bobby Drano.
Bobby's joining Watermelon.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. Does anybody know that?
He's gonna be the second guitarist.
Whoa.
Yes. Cool. On the Watermelon front.
Lots of big news.
That's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking of Watermelon.
We're playing tomorrow at the Waldorf.
There you go.
Sunny in the sunset.
Yeah, really? Whoa. Sunset.
How excited are you, Sophie?
I'm really excited.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You familiar with Sunny's back catalog?
No.
The deep
but
cuts.
I'm excited to listen to it for the first time.
Yeah, cool. He's a good one.
Ryan, have you given your panel discussion question yet?
No.
No. Spit it out.
Well, it's a really weird question. Could all of you or some of you tell me what your favorite show Vancouver artist and or touring artist or touring band is, has been recently or historically ever?
Whoa.
Best show.
Let me start with Eric.
Best show
ever?
That's a heavy question.
Or someone else.
Daniel's also filming this.
The best show we've seen recently.
Oh, yeah. Camera 2 for Color Magazine
recently,
on their blog.
Recently?
Yeah.
That show at 151 on Saturday was really awesome. The Mood Hut party.
Who played?
Bobby and No Gold and Aquarian Foundation.
Cool.
It was like acid house music. Yeah, Dave played Cloudface.
And then they brought fresh fruit at the end.
Oh, yeah.
The
Sharona was making really good drinks.
Yeah,
it was
nice.
Really good. Yeah.
Very warm,
awesome,
very fuzzy
show.
Vibe.
Yeah. It's really hot, though. Like 40 degrees. So hot.
How about you, Eric?
Well, I would say just any ghost show, Paula Ghost show I've been to, I always have lots of fun. I'm usually like pretty reserved in public, but I always seem to like become really crazy at those shows. So anything that makes you do that feels cool. And they're amazing, so.
About 6 months ago or so, Vacant State played with Criminal Code at 360, and it was amazing. It was like an incredible hardcore show.
Cool.
It was so good. Vicious. Very anthemic. And then the crowd was amazing. Just like so many young people just like losing their shit. It
was so rad. Have you guys had any more hardcore shows?
Not very often.
You should do it more.
But we should do it more, that's right. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
Daniel, can you talk a bit about the show that you and Ryan are organizing coming up?
Yes, I can definitely do that. Let me just put the camera in front of us so we're talking, so like I'm not hearing too. Or you can do that. We're organizing a bunch of shows. We're doing like a thick August Green Burrito student loan.
Thick.
Very thick, very thick. So we're gonna start with we're doing a Rock Lotto kegger fundraiser at our house, August 11th. And if you don't know what Rock Lotto is, it's like a lottery. So, you know, on the day before the show, we pull names from a hat, and it's a bunch of jammer dogs in this list. And then you make groups of four, three bands at chance, and then these people get together and make up a set for the show the next day. And then you make like fake band names. It's super fun. It's the house show vibe. So, you know, it promotes really good party stance, I think, and
Green Burrito student loan.
Yeah.
House show.
So who can sign up and how can they sign up?
Oh, we already signed everyone up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ready to rock.
The jammer dogs have been picked, and the cool
next,
thing
next
about
week.
It. Next week, yeah.
11th of August. Saturday.
Saturday.
Get ready.
Behind the foundation, up the stairs.
Up the stairs.
You won't miss it.
In your house.
In our house.
No, yeah, we're emptying out our entire house and turning our living room into a stage.
Whoa.
And we're going to have a Rager Triple Keg house party.
Triple Keg. Everyone is invited.
Everyone's invited. Yeah. Including you, landlord.
That's right.
Listening to Sup World.
And then it's all like student loan Green Burrito musicians, so that's the
wow,
so that's the cool thing about it. And then we're doing a rooftop show this Friday, this Saturday actually, at across from the Astoria. Our friend, we're putting out a tape for our friend Chris under Thin Gaze, and that's going to be with Gal Grayson and LA Lights on our rooftop. Whoa. When the sun's coming down, it's going to be real nice.
Nice.
That's true.
Cal Grayson. That is going to be real nice. So now I'm going to play a watermelon track. Because we've got Sophie from Watermelon as one of our guests in studio. And you wanted, which song are we going to play?
The Green.
The Green. All right. So here is The Green by Watermelon on Sup World Radio. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
radio show.
Is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
We are back. You are listening to the Sup World Radio, and there is a heated debate going on right now about donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
There is no Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, you're right. Dunkin' Donuts probably doesn't exist.
Anyway, yeah. So Sophie, that was White Poppy.
Yeah, White Poppy. Wish and Wonder.
And why did you choose that song?
I don't know. I really like White Poppy.
Because it's good.
Crystal's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Who's White Poppy?
Crystal. And Ian. I think mostly Crystal.
Mostly Crystal. Them? Crystal yeah. records yeah. and does it all.
Is it? Yeah.
And that was on Not Not Fun, released earlier this year, so on cassette.
Cool.
Awesome.
And Crystal was in My Friend Wallace, which was on a My Friend Wallace Watermelon Split.
Yep.
On student loan records.
That's right. What's up?
We keep bouncing from one side of the room to the other.
The first student loan.
First student loan release.
Yeah. My Friend Wallace Watermelon Split.
And just a quick announcement.
Yeah.
The record you made a cover for.
Yeah.
Is gonna be ready to go for September.
Whoa.
So it's just a shame that you're not gonna be around, but
yeah.
You know.
Oh,
we'll document properly.
You gotta mail me one to London.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you actually, can we'll mail you many.
That sounds great.
Some marketing for us out there.
So that record that Daniel's talking about is the Bummer High High Drops 7-inch coming out on student loan.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been listening to Sup World Radio. We've got a packed studio here today. There's 7 of us for my last show. But Sup World is going to continue with... there's 8. Oswaldo from the Morning After Show just walked in.
Yeah.
Morning, Oswaldo. Good
morning.
The show is up next at 11:30. But don't worry, Sup World will continue with the lovely Miss Allie Heberstrow every Tuesday morning, and also Will Anderson from Weed. So Sup World will continue.
Forever.
So forever. Eternally.
Wait, what about Hugo's question?
Yeah. Hugo's up next.
Oh, okay.
We've still got 10 minutes here. We've got 10 minutes of Hugo. Right.
Well, this question is very easy, and it came to me last night. No, not in a dream, in a reality.
I've got to get the Epcot scary. Going in the background here.
What is your karaoke song?
Damn!
Mine's Stupid Cupid.
Mine's Bad Touch by Young Gang.
Nice.
Mine's Pass the Dutchie by Musical You.
Mine has either been DMX, Y'all Gonna Make Me Lose My Mind, or Busta Rhymes, Give Me Some Mo. And avoiding all of the terrible words in that.
Of course, yeah.
Mr. Ryan Smith, you've been awfully quiet in the corner
there.
Never
done one.
What?
Well, no, once.
What was it?
Otis Redding sitting in the dock in the bay.
And
it was really fucking hard to sing because it's like
it's pretty brave.
Oh, that's great. Oh.
Please excuse the language.
Okay.
Last night I did a stunning rendition of Semi Charm Life with Johnny from the Shallows.
Nice.
Yeah, that was really good.
Cool.
Thank you.
I was really moved by it. There was like a dance floor.
Where was that?
It was at Funky Winker Beans.
Yeah, Funky Winker Beans.
Oh.
On a Tuesday.
The Johnny Do dancing in the dark?
Nope.
Yeah, okay, that seems to be. I've seen him do that one 3 times.
That must be Johnny.
And he just gets like, he goes down to the floor and just dances with people. It's really
that's
good.
That's awesome.
That's a good one.
Oh, he's a good one on that one.
Next time.
All right, that was a great question, Hugo. Thank you.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So, coming up next, I'm going to play Hugo's band. Hugo's band is called Weed.
Weed?
Weed.
Weed?
Yeah.
And so, the track I'm going to play is called Even Black. Hugo actually requested Ben's tour. I wouldn't let him play it because every single week on Self-World, somebody plays the Ben's tour. So here is Even Black by Weed. It's gonna start with a little medley mixed in with the Epcot innovations.
I like that.
Who wouldn't?
Just keep Epcot the whole time.
Yeah, play the whole thing.
Here's Weed, Self-World. We're all freaking out. This sounds so good. That is that, and we should talk.
That is that, and we should talk. I think that is that.
And let's talk.
And let's talk.
We've got 4 minutes left on Self-World Radio. Time flies by when you're having fun.
I know.
Can we just go one more hour? Is that?
Can we just like, be like, okay, I'll
go. Oh, that's right.
Can we keep going?
I'm so selfish.
So thanks for tuning in to Self-World Radio. It's been a blast.
It's been fun.
I won't see you next week, but Allie will.
Yep.
Continue. I had so much fun legacy when I came here, the time that I came here.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks to all my guests, past and present.
Such a good show.
Yeah.
Melanie,
yeah.
You rule a lot.
You really rule.
I did, really opened up a window of opportunity for me as well, so
that's awesome.
I remember when we were first having the discussion about your radio show.
Yeah, I almost quit, and Hugo was like, you gotta keep it, you gotta keep it.
And
I'm like, I don't know if you're
really... I'm really glad that happened, because I think your radio show has made a huge impact on, you know...
It's an institution.
It's an institution now. You've had too many awesome shows and too many awesome guests, so it's really nice.
It's mostly the awesome guests, which have made it an institution.
And you.
And you. Mostly you.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Every week, Subworld's going to continue with Allie and Will. And so do you want to talk about the last song that you're going to play, Hugo?
Yeah, sure. So the last song, my pick for the show, was by a band called Black Paper. And
little indie duo.
It was so funny, though.
Who's that?
I don't know who it could be. No, I... I'm really glad that Melit, I don't know, I don't want to get like too emotional and stuff, but but I think you've had like a big influence on a lot of people, so I was really happy when you decided to start making music yourself, and I was really happy that you decided to make it with Will. So this is a song by two of my favorite people in the world, probably, and one of them is leaving, which sucks, but yeah, it's amazing.
Thanks, Hugo, that's sweet.
Yeah, of course.
So this is radio debut of Black Paper. The song is called Let Me Show You, and it's me and it's Will. And this is our first song we made.
And it's so good.
We made two.
So
we made everything. Good. We made everything in my living room. We made the song. We made the video. We made everything. So here it is. It's at World Radio. Goodbye. Oh.